Well, Mark, coming to Tyrone and, well, Ulster up and running now and I suppose 60 minutes away from hopefully an Ulster final.
Yeah, we stuttered and stammered our way through the Tyrone Championship town, to be honest. We played decent stuff in patches, but when you're playing in Ulster, I suppose you're playing against the champions of every county and therefore you have to raise your levels, and I think we're going to have to raise our level past anything we've produced this year so far tomorrow.
Having said that, you know, Tyrone, the standard of intermediate football would be high, and intermediate champions in Tyrone, unlike maybe senior, have done well in the provincial and All-Ireland series.
Yeah, the Tyrone Championship is very competitive, and I think what adds to that is the fact that there's no back door and you've got to perform on every given day because there is no second chance. So teams know, and there's no better example at senior level, I suppose, in recent times than Trillick winning the championship last year, coming out of nowhere, really. And I think that sort of has given hope to every team that, you know, every year could be your year. So we're happy that we're making progress in each and every game. We're glad to get out of Tyrone as champions, and we're just trying to give it our best shot in Ulster now.
Yeah, and of course, Ulster is like starting a new championship all over again, and you got over the Arvaher last time out.
It is, yeah, and there's not that sort of familiarity that you would have with meeting your neighbours down the road or somebody you've played in previous years as well. And it's an exciting chapter. It's different, it's new, and it's something that the players are very much relishing.
And tell me a little about this team of yours.
Well, I suppose, like most teams, you're hoping to get that blend of youth and experience, and we would have that. There's a few experienced heads around. The last time they won the championship was in 2004, and we would have three or four survivors from that. But the vast majority of the team would be very young. The vast majority, you know, 10 or 11 of the starters would be 24 or under, and I suppose that mixture is important. You need a bit of experience to keep the cool heads, and then you need the legs as well. So we're hoping that combination has got us where we are so far, and we just hope it'll take us a bit further.
And Castle Dawson, your opponents, do you know much of them?
Well, not having seen them, I suppose it's hard to, but the stats don't lie. I think they've won three of the last six or seven Derry titles, and Derry, again, a bit like Tyrone, is a very tough county to come out of, so they have a decent pedigree at this level. They've been in this competition three or four times over the last 6 or 7 years, which Pomeroy wouldn't have had, and they beat a very strong White Cross team. I'm teaching an Armagh myself, and I know how much they thought they were going to give the Ulster club a rattle, and Castle Dawson beat them after a big comeback the last day. So I think it's going to be a big ask for us, but it's a challenge we're looking forward to.
And have you got everybody?
Well, there's one or two, Kerry and Niggles, but we'll be hoping that with a bit of time and a bit of rest this week that they may be okay on Sunday. There'll be a couple of fitness tests, but hopefully everybody will come through.
Nothing major?
Nothing major, please God.